This podcast is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Masks. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Boomer Mask banner. At checkout, put in code HowieCar20 and save 20%. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer.
But, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
That's racist. I'm offended.
There are a variety of reports that Chinese hackers are attempting to steal technology related to vaccine research.
So what else is new with China? What else is new? Tell me.
I take it back. That's not racist. That's just accurate.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
80,000 Americans have died from the pandemic.
Most of us feel that the number of deaths are likely higher than that number. If some areas, cities, states, or what have you, prematurely open up, my concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks.
Death stalks you at every turn.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I don't think any of us are certain when we do all these modelings. There have been more people wrong with modeling than right. And I hope that people who are predicting doom and gloom and saying, oh, we can't do this, there's going to be a surge, will admit that they were wrong if there isn't a surge. I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision. There are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy, and the facts will bear this out.
Let my people go.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So what did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn. Now, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
I'm an old man. I'm confused.
I was aware that they asked for an investigation.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Headline in the Herald. Coronavirus reopening plan for Massachusetts, quote, not fast enough, critics say. Governor Charlie Parker's phased May 18th reopening plan is too slow-moving and lacks the specifics necessary for Main Street success, a group of fiscal conservatives and Bay State Republicans said today, calling for more transparency. And here's a quote from Representative Mark Lombardo. My fear is that we're not opening fast enough and we're certainly not bringing clarity to the rules, said Representative Lombardo from Billerica, arguing that his constituents need to try and salvage what's left of their businesses. Joining us now on the line is Representative Mark Lombardo. Mark, how is your criticism taken at the State House amongst the sky is falling crowd?
Well, Holly, good talking with you. I haven't received too much feedback from my colleagues in the State House yet. I may go to find my desk in the hall, but hey, you know, it wouldn't be a first time.
Hey, it worked out well for Ed Markey. You know, he parlayed it into a nice, easy career.
He sure did. I mean, look, Holly, I think that we're starting to realize that neighboring states in New England are finding a way to get it done. I saw a post online today of, you know, a barbershop and a salon opening and taking patrons, face masks, gloves, finding a way to make it happen. And, you know, when I see that we released a nice color-coded chart, but it didn't say much, certainly to the businesses, about who can open, when they can open, and, you know, what criteria they're going to make that's been laid out by the so-called opening committee.
Yeah, it didn't. By the way, Taylor, do you have that statement that you had earlier in the day, which I thought kind of summed up? You could give it to Mark, because I think it kind of sums up what it was yesterday. Mark, don't you think that the governor came up with that just because he was getting the criticism that he was planning on, you know, kicking the can down the road for another week with Karen Pulido and her all-Democrat, all-star Blue Ribbon Commission?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that pressure really caused anything, because I'm not sure what that chart says, Howie. I mean, it says we're going to take staged approaches and we're going to take weeks and weeks in between and But there's all sorts of pullback provisions clearly laid out between every step that we can pull back at any time. So I'm not sure that chart really said anything. And I don't think it's made it any better for business owners who are sitting here trying to figure out what's going on. And, you know, look at Howie, I think when the Boston Chamber of Commerce is coming out and putting pressure on the governor to open up, I think that says something, because they are not a group that's particularly known to challenge the governor's office on anything.
Right. Let's listen to Taylor. Taylor's wife found something online today, which I think summed it up nicely, that the color-coded chart and the bromides in the press conference yesterday. Taylor, take it away.
We have a six-phase plan to reopen the state. The plan will be a phased plan that we will plan to utilize in phases. The phases will be planned and the planning will be phased. We will move quickly and slowly to open but remain closed. I have created a staff of staffers who will plan the phase and planning while phasing their phases.
That sort of sums it up, doesn't it, Representative Lombardo?
Well, you know, it certainly does. And, you know, I look at some of the members of the opening committee, and I just wondered, did we do our best picking the best talent and representation of small businesses across the Commonwealth, right? I mean, Mayor Rivera from Lawrence is on this opening committee. You know, this is a mayor who can't stop his city from being the fentanyl capital of the Northeast, and yet he's going to be part of the group in charge of opening up the Commonwealth. I just wonder, with the mask police that he's going to have out there, is he going to make sure that resources are then going to go and hunt down all the drug dealers after they're done tackling people who aren't wearing
masks? In case you haven't heard that, some of you listeners, again, Lawrence, the fentanyl capital of the Northeast. And again, that's not a real knock. That's reality. And instead of dealing with the fentanyl problem, he's decided he's going to put the police out on the street with a mask patrol. I mean, it's almost like some kind of a comedy on TV or in a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you wonder why on a business reopening plan you have someone like Mayor Rivera and not someone like Rick Green, who is a small business owner that has built up a multi-million dollar business in A1 Auto, ran for Congress, is very well respected in the business community, happens to be a Republican, by the way, and has certainly knows the struggles of small business owners and what it is to supply jobs to hardworking members of the Commonwealth. So, you know, you wonder why someone like he isn't on it, and yet you've got someone like Mayor Rivera who, you know, apparently has abundant struggles in the city of Lawrence.
And two people who were maxed out to Karen Pulido. And again, there's tons of those people around, but how did they end up on the Blue Ribbon Commission? Tell me about this. You say that your constituents need to try and salvage what's left of their businesses. Tell me what some of your constituents are telling you, Mark Lombardo.
Well, you know, one of my neighbors owns a hair salon, and you know, says to me that she, you know, wishes she could take on the state government like that very brave business owner down in Texas. But I have a feeling she may not be getting a pardon here in Massachusetts, like, or you know, support from the executive office like they did in Texas. You know, she's got, you know, many employees who can't open, and she has no clarity whether she's going to be allowed to open in the phase one. You know, we heard the governor say this isn't about essential anymore. It's about, can you do it safe and can you meet the requirements of the opening committee, right? And so that's about as clear as mud. And so here she is wondering, you know, do I get my people back to work? Can I try to salvage my business and keep working? You know, you look at how we just look at, you know, Target, Walmart, Costco, BJ's, CVS, all these massive corporate companies are able to open. And you've got all these streets on these businesses on Main Street with, you know, providing jobs to the hardworking families of the Commonwealth, and they can't open even though they sell the same stuff. You know, I just think it's time to get out of the way of the ingenuity of business owners in Massachusetts. Tell them they need to do it safe. They know their businesses. Let them go do it safe for us.
Do you get the feeling that Governor Baker really has an 80% favorable rating that the polls last week indicated?
You know, I don't know, and I'm not sure that I care too much about polls, but look, I don't envy the position the governor's in. He's got a really tough job. He achieved what he was trying to do, right? He tried to help flatten the curve. We've done that, right, to make sure that the hospital capacity was there. Massachusetts residents did what they were called to do, right? But now the governor has to balance, you know, how do you reopen and how do you keep people healthy? It's not an easy job. But I think we've swung too far one way, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive things. I think you can open up safely, and I think you can keep people healthy and safe at the same time. But the reality is this, Howie. We're never going to be able to have this standard that I see some trying to apply, which is elimination of 100% of risk. I mean, we don't hold that standard for anything in life, really. We certainly can't apply that unrealistic position here in trying to open up Massachusetts safely.
Right. Yeah, you could get killed driving to work in the morning. You could get killed driving to a little league practice with your kid. I mean, it's not possible. And now they're saying wait for a vaccine. How do we know we're ever going to have a vaccine?
Well, and we could be talking, you know, years, right? So, you know, it's not possible to have a lockdown last until there is a vaccine. It's just not a realistic thing. Now, can we advise those who are of the senior population? Can we advise those who are immunocompromised that they should take extra caution, that they maybe should consider limiting their travel outside of their home? Yeah, we could certainly do that, and that's a wise thing to do. But that doesn't mean you shut everyone down and hold them to this impossible position of everything has to be 100% risk-free. It's just not possible.
Okay, Mark Lombardo, is there any kind of campaign that's being developed here, or any kind of website, or you guys just kind of just wanted to talk about it to the press today?
Well, you know, I've started to talk to some business groups around the Commonwealth. Unfortunately, I think several of them are nervous and they're fearful of consequences of speaking out.
Retribution.
On a different timeline. You got it. And so, you know, it's amazing how hard it is to get people to want to actually to speak up on what they actually believe in.
Boy, you know, you must all hang together or you will all hang separately. That's a paraphrase of an old quote, but that's the way it is. You know, I mean, everybody's going down the tubes one after another, you know, and if they have a small business or they're unemployed and they need work, it's just really, really terrible what's happening. Mark Lombardo, a Republican from Billerica, we thank you for being with us and keep us informed about any next steps that you guys might take.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Mark Lombardo, Republican from Billerica. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Masks. Charlie Parker has spoken, and now you need a mask. So get a comfortable one at HowieCarrShow.com when you click on the Boomer Naturals banner. You can save 20% with code word Howie Carr. 20. Howie Carr, 20. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you tired of Dr. Fauci?
Very.
90% agree.
And did you tweet out the statement you just read, the Karen Polito statement?
Yes, it's on your Twitter, at Howie Carr Show.
It's not really Karen Polito's statement. It just sounds like something she would say, though, doesn't it?
It might as well be, yeah. Just add in a few more about 18 and you have a Karen Polito statement.
Yeah, we're all looking really forward to the big announcement on May 18th that the planning is being phased in while the shutdown continues. We're going to try to get the unemployment numbers up to 2 million before they decide to do something. There were 33 deaths today, by the way. 33 deaths, 24 in nursing homes. How come he never talks about nursing homes and the deaths there? Is it because of all the money he's getting from nursing homes? $52,000 from the board of directors of the Nursing Home Association. 30,000 for pay-to-play Polito. 47,000 for the unindicted co-conspirator Bob DeLeo. I got it all in my column tomorrow. All of them got taken care of. Spilka, the Senate president, Rodericks. You know Rodericks, right, Taylor?
We're members of the same wine club, yes.
Boy, is he getting a lot of money out of nursing homes. It has something to do with him being chairman of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. In other words, he writes the budget for the Senate. Miklowitz gets a lot from the guy who used to work for Sal DeMacy before he went to prison. He's the House Ways and Means Chairman. He gets thousands and thousands and thousands from them, the nursing homes. And so nobody talks about the nursing homes. It's the damnedest thing. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mr. Carr. Good afternoon, I'm sorry. I would like to know why the governor was so heartfelt about what happened at the ice cream store. And he doesn't care about our veterans at the nursing homes. 70 of them or so have passed away.
I know. I know. I think he will talk about anything other than what happened at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. You know, that's he appointed that guy who gave $1,950, speaking of campaign contributions, to him and pay to play Polito. He's was the superintendent of the home. His mother is a Springfield City Councilor. His uncle was the district attorney of Hampton County. I believe he may have run for sheriff of Hampton County and lost. And he was put in there, and he says that he told everybody in the administration that there was a big problem and they ought to call out the National Guard, and they deny it. And I'm thinking that guy, his name is Bennett Walsh, I'm guessing he's got a paper trail to prove it when the day comes, you know, that he did tell the administration and they didn't do anything. But Charlie Baker's all worked up about, ice cream shops. It's just ridiculous. He's totally out of touch with reality of his constituents. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, the real St. Anthony we pray to help us find stuff. The fake St. Anthony we pray that he gets lost, okay? You know, Tal DeBell's idol is Fauci. And you know, Charlie, I think you should go back to consulting your Ouija board, because the Ouija board could probably make more sense than Fauci.
Yeah. Charlie Baker, you know, I know he ran one of the big health insurance companies for a while. But, you know, basically, he's never run a small business. He just ran one of these businesses that relies on a lot of government aid and assistance and is heavily regulated, and you have to, you know, pay off the right people. You know, and again, you're not paying them off illegally. You just have to make the right campaign contributions and you get everything done. I mean, that's the way he operates. He doesn't know what it's like to operate a small business or work for a small business. And, you know, this whole crap, I mean, you knew he was out of touch when he started talking about essential and non-essential, and he realized later on someone told him, because he could never figure it out for himself, he's not bright enough, that how asinine it makes him look and how out of touch to say someone is essential as opposed to non-essential. And all of his essential people are state workers who've been home for 2 months and nobody's missed them. I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on, no matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad. You always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 617, tweets or text me. Lay off my cousin Karen Spilka, laughing out loud. Karen Spilka, the Senate president. I think she's going to be very disturbed when she finds out that Roderick's from Westport is getting a lot more money than she is. And Roderick's just works for her. I mean, she gets less money than Ron Mariano, who's the 73-year-old majority leader in the House. I don't know why Karen Spilka doesn't get as much dough from the nursing homes as everybody else. Maybe she's the one to lead the investigation because she's not getting enough cash. 844-500-4242. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Howie. Long time. Called in a few times. So I'm a hairdresser from the Cape, and I went on the conference call this morning for the Massachusetts Barber and Cosmetologist Department. And they talked about basically mostly schools, how to reopen the cosmetology schools, which is great. And then they talked about how they're going to punish the rest of the hairdressers that do something, but they have no plan whatsoever to open us up.
They're going to punish you? That was their your takeaway from the conference call?
That was literally, I have the printout. It was literally the second thing on the agenda, what we are going to do to punish the people that are not following the rules. I mean, I'm using my own words, but that's what it was.
How long can you last?
I'm pretty much at my end here. So we're now talking, so March 23rd, we were closed down. We're a small salon, could have done it, you know, where I never had more than 10 people in the salon. And, you know, still paying my rent, still paying my utilities, doing all that stuff. But I don't really know how much longer we can do this.
Did you make that point to the people on the other end, the hacks?
It was a muted call.
So you couldn't respond? You could just listen?
No. Well, they actually said if you wanted to respond, you had to wait till the end. But I didn't have, you know, 5 hours to sit around while these guys are, you know, worrying about how they're going to punish us if we actually did reopen.
So all these guys that are lecturing you and threatening to punish you, you understand they've been getting paid all along.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And how does that make you feel?
I wanted to bring up. They just don't get it. They have, in all of these committees, the Cape Committee, the committee that Polito's on, I checked them all out. Not one person is a hairdresser. Not one person owns a hair salon. They have no idea.
You heard Charlie Baker. You know, he understands your problems. Did you hear that cut we played earlier in the day?
Yeah. About his basketball days?
Right. His basketball days.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no comparative. You don't get paid for playing playground basketball. This is my livelihood, and he's messing with it. And I really honestly don't know how much longer I can hold on.
I don't want you to break the law or anything or get in trouble, but have you thought about running a speakeasy hair salon?
Well, you know, I have, but it's not my building, so I don't know what ramifications I would come across. You know,
how about your house? How about your house?
There's way too many neighbors.
You think they rat you out?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Nice neighborhood you live in, surrounded by rats, snitches.
Just people just are, you know, when they're encouraged to rat people out, they do it. And that's what Baker has asked them to do.
I know. Look at you go back and you look at the history books, the Stasi, that was the East German secret police. They had some huge percentage of the population was working for them. You know, 10% of the population. People love doing it.
They do. And if you can, you know, sit at home, get a check, and rat someone out, then they're going to do it.
Did you vote for Charlie Baker?
Did not. No, already knew he was a rhino.
Me neither. Not the last time I didn't vote for him. But, you know,
not the first time.
I know. Me too. A lot of people, though, held their nose again in 2018, but I'd seen enough. And this is just confirming it.
No, and when I listened to him last week, you know, I really wanted him to have a plan. You know, do something. Grow something. Come on TV, and he had no plan. No, he has nothing for us. And he's just waiting for other states to decide what they're going to do, and then he's going to follow suit. You can't – each business is different. You can't treat each business as a majority. It's just not possible.
Yeah. And now even Cuomo is ahead of him. Even Cuomo has more of an idea what to do than Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
That's very sad. Well, and Raimondo in Rhode Island. Raimondo was the first one who started clamping down on people's constitutional rights and you know, violating Article 4, Section 2. And she's way ahead of Charlie Parker.
Well, I was reading today, I'm sorry to take all your time, but I was reading today about the restrictions that now New Hampshire has for hairdressing.
Yeah.
And one of the things they can't do, they can't blow dry. And they can't use any heat whatsoever. Heat actually kills this thing, supposedly. And so there's no blondes that are going to be coming out of the salons. Nobody with dry hair. Your business is your color. I don't know how these salons are going to stay open if those are the restrictions that they have upon us.
And Maria, can I just tell you, as someone who is a blonde and gets my hair done frequently, I'm being serious here. You guys are responsible for a lot of people's self-confidence and a lot of people's happiness. Yes. Sometimes if your hair looks bad, it can affect your whole mood. I know I probably sound... it's your best accessory,
you
and it puts you in a funk.
Grace, you are absolutely right. And I talk... every day, I wait to the night before to cancel the clients that I have the next day. I have canceled over 120 clients since March. And each and every time, I want to reach out to all these clients, and they're all like, hey, you know, we're going to wait. But I'm concerned about them because we have a relationship together. It's not just about the hair. It's about getting there, having, you know, talking and having some fun and socializing. That's all gone. They've taken all of that away from us.
And Maria, I'm friends with a lot of hairdressers, and I'll also say, it's hard to get a client to come to you, and once they leave and go somewhere else, they might never come back. Mm. People leave and they never go back to the same place again. So you do have to make sure you keep those relationships. And I feel so
one
bad
texter,
for everyone.
One texter is saying, Maria, why don't you just open up like Shelley Luther down in Texas? But she had the state.
I know, but she had the governor,
the attorney general behind her against a renegade judge.
Right.
In this case, the state is arraigned against you. The state wants to destroy small business.
Baker's not going to back me. He's not going to be at my door having the first haircut.
No.
Actually, he looks pretty good, actually, doesn't he?
Yeah, someone also pointed out that Polito doesn't seem to have too many problems with gray roots, does she, right about now? Who's
nope.
doing
it? And her nails look very nice, I have to say.
Maybe we should rat her out. All right, Maria, good luck. We appreciate
Howie,
you calling.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you. Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye. Thanks. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Howie. Since you were talking about the expression new normal, Howie, well, I have friends of mine that are in the medical field, and as a nurse that works at Mass General, on the floors that they're not working with the COVID patients, they're given one mask a day, and they can use that all day long. Another friend of mine, who is a doctor, was telling me, doctor friends of hers was telling him that they're told to put cause of death on certificates as COVID, even if they're dying from something else. So
this new normal
is it's ridiculous. With it, life was better under the old normal, and the medical
field.
Was.
You know, John, I don't know about you. I can't even remember I can't remember swine flu. Can you? I don't even remember Hong Kong flu. I don't remember any of these flus. And you know what? And according to the numbers, some of them killed more than this is killing.
Oh, absolutely, Howie. It's just, and Howie, with all the companies making the masks, why is Mass General short on masks now? I mean, this has been quite a while now. Why are they giving one mask per nurse? They can go investigate the hospital, find it. But all these just sort of things are creating an atmosphere of distrust in the medical field and science. People were told a month and a half ago not to wear masks. Now they're wearing. So there's a lot of information that's double talking, and it's created an atmosphere of distrust in the whole state.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and Charlie, this is not good for Charlie Baker's future. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, he's going to have if he runs again, which he'd be crazy to, in my opinion. But if he runs again, he's going to have a primary opponent, and he may think all the Dems love him, but they're not going to be voting in the Republican primary in 2022. They're going to be voting for some nut like Mara Healey. And they're not going to come over, and it's going to be a very small turnout. And everybody who's really a conservative who believes in the Constitution is pretty PO'd about what's going on here, especially for the reasons it's going on here. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242, 781. My sister lives in Las Vegas now. She got her nails done today, and she's getting her hair colored and lightened on Sunday. I'm ready to fly out there. Just make sure they don't cancel the flight. They're canceling a lot of flights these days. You know, it's hard to know whether you're going to be able to get the flight you booked. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you hear all this pain like that woman, you know, just trying to open up a business and, you know, and you got Charlie Pockets standing there with his hands in his pockets, acting like, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I mean, he's got no energy. He's slow motion. I mean, he's no leader. That's for sure.
No. You know, I always thought that, you know, if you were casting somebody, you know, and you said, I need a guy for the for my movie. I need a governor. And they'd send you Charlie Baker. You'd say, no. You sent me the wrong guy. Charlie Baker is the chief of staff. He's not the governor. That's not what he is in his personality. You're right. He's not a leader. He's just somebody who takes orders. You know, you tell him to come up with a nice color-coded plan. And he produces that crap that they had yesterday at the State House. But you're right. He's not an executive, and now he's facing this challenge, and he's totally fumbling it. He doesn't know what he's doing. Thanks for the call, Bill. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The idea of having treatments available or a vaccine to facilitate the reentry of students into the fall term would be something that would be a bit of a bridge too far.
Again, as Senator Rand Paul told him, and you can see it from the charts, the chances of dying if you're under the age of 18 are zero, according to all the charts, according to all the statistics. So what's the problem, Doc? And how's that AIDS vaccine coming along? Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes, I'd like to say I really love your show, for one.
Thank you.
And yeah, and if I'm too loud, just let me know and I'll turn my phone down. But I heard you saying not too long ago today about state workers having the time off and getting paid.
Yes.
I kind of wanted to clear the air about that. I worked for the state for over 27 years, and my husband works for the state, and I have a ton of friends that work for the state, and they're still working.
Where are they? But what departments are they? But what departments are they working in?
Department of Labor. Department of Labor.
Were they working out of their house, though? They're not going into the office.
Some of them are going into the office. Some don't have a choice. In Gardner, PFR, there's some people in the office there. Human Services, there's some people there. Anytime that there's money that has to go out, say child support checks, unemployment checks, dealing with the public.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think most? Lisa, though, do you think most state workers are working or are coming to work?
What would be the difference if they're working from home or if they're working in the office? They're still working. Actually, my husband right now is allowed. He's allowed to work from home. He is so busy, and he works more than 40 hours a week with his job.
Do you think the people at the courthouses are working?
Probably some of them are.
Probably 10%. How about UMass? You think anybody's working at UMass?
I don't know. I live in Maine. I'm speaking for Maine.
About Massachusetts.
You can laugh all you want.
But I'm just telling you, in Massachusetts, they're vacationing. I'm talking to people who talk to them, and they're vacationing, Lisa.
How many have you talked to? I'm sure unemployment Department of Labor isn't vacationing. They've got to get those checks out no matter what.
I know that the courthouses are closed. I know that the city halls are pretty much closed. The town halls are closed. Massport, which is Logan Airport, nobody's working there, basically. I mean, maybe a few people are in the garages, as the attendants. But most of the state workers are still getting paid. I mean, the fact is, none of the state workers in Massachusetts have been laid off, Lisa. Is that right? I mean, should that be the case? I mean, a million people that work in the private sector are without jobs because of this. 246 people
filing for unemployment. You got to let me finish. If they're not working, they're either using their sick or vacation time, or they're filing for unemployment.
Well, they are filing for unemployment. Most of them work for small businesses, and there's not a lot of sick time or unemployment after a few weeks because the businesses are operating on the margin. I mean, if you're fortunate enough to have a state job, you're really lucky right about now because you're people in the private sector. You know, I always call it the dreaded private sector for a reason, and the reason is because there's a lot of dread out there, and this is the moment that you see the dread. And again, I heard about the guy. I was talking to another state worker last week, and he said he talked to some guy at a courthouse, and he said, "Are you working out of your house?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm working on my boat." I mean, Lisa, that's the way it is in Massachusetts. I don't know about Maine. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.